This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The leader of the Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives says there is no timetable for the House to approve a national security package that includes aid for Ukraine. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
Republican Speaker Mike Johnson says the U.S. House will not feel rushed to pass the $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. His private remarks Wednesday signal a further stall over sending military hardware and munitions that Kyiv badly needs to fight Russia. At a press conference later, Johnson said the House will not be, quote, jammed by the Senate-passed aid package.
The Republican-led House will not be jammed or forced into passing a foreign aid bill that was opposed by most Republican senators and does nothing to secure our own border.
Senators overwhelmingly approved the package on a bipartisan vote this week, but its fate is now uncertain in the House. Republicans in that chamber are aligned with Donald Trump, who opposes sending aid to Ukraine to fight Russia. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
As U.S. lawmakers continue to haggle over the bill that would send more than $60 billion in security aid to Ukraine, top defense officials are vowing to back Kyiv as long as it takes. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
The United States hasn't sent Ukraine any aid packages since late December, but Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warns Russia shouldn't get its hopes up.
Ukraine will not surrender. And neither will we.
Austin, leading a virtual meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, also shared a message seemingly directed at the U.S. House of Representatives, where some lawmakers have so far balked at approving more aid for Ukraine.
For people of principle and governments of conscience, standing aside while Ukraine fights for its very existence is not an option.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Officials in southern Lebanon say 11 people, including six children, were killed by Israeli strikes on villages across southern Lebanon on Wednesday, as Israel said it responded to a Hezbollah rocket attack that killed one of its soldiers. Hezbollah and the Israeli military have been exchanging fire along the Israel-Lebanon border for more than 4 months after the Lebanese armed group launched rockets across the disputed frontier in support of its Palestinian ally Hamas. The cross-border shelling has already killed more than 200 people in Lebanon, including more than 170 Hezbollah fighters, as well as around a dozen Israeli troops and five Israeli civilians. It has also displaced tens of thousands of people in the border areas of each country. U.S. President Joe Biden says Wednesday's deadly shooting in the Midwestern city of Kansas City, Missouri, cuts deep in the American soul. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas with an update.
Kansas City's fire chief says 22 people were shot when gunfire erupted at the end of the Chiefs' Super Bowl parade. Stephanie Meyer at Children's Mercy Kansas City says they treated a dozen patients,
11 of which are children with 9 gunshot wounds.
Those children between the ages of 6 and 15.
All of those patients we expect to have a full recovery, none of which are in critical condition.
As for their emotional state,
fear. The one word I would just use to describe what we saw and how they felt when they came to us was fear.
That sound courtesy KMBC. Radio station KKFI says its DJ Lisa Lopez Galvan, host of Taste of Tejano, was killed in the shooting. The Chiefs trainer says players and coaches were on buses at the time, returning to Arrowhead Stadium. I'm Ben Thomas.
Allies and critics of President Biden are seeking the public release of transcripts of his interview with the special counsel looking into his handling of classified documents. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
President Joe Biden avoided criminal charges around his handling of classified documents in part because of his answers during a lengthy interview with the special counsel investigating him. The five-hour interview over 2 days was led by special counsel Robert Hur. It helped establish that Biden did not intend to retain most of the sensitive records from his vice presidency found at his home or personal office. But the sit-down has also opened Biden to scrutiny over his age and memory. Now the public release of a transcript of that discussion is being sought by both Biden's allies and critics, both sides looking for a political edge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. I'm Richard Green for